The Y100 715 Second Date Update starts now.
Trying to help out Ricky this morning on the 715 Second Date Update. JR and Beth on Y100. I already have a smile on my face because I feel like we're about to unleash Beth on Ricky.
Yeah, something might be going wrong here. He's a little confident. He's a little cocky. He said this has never happened to him before where he's been kind of stood up after a date. So I am so interested to get Lisa on the phone because I hope she just goes off.
So you have no sympathy for him whatsoever? I mean, it's not fun not to get called back, though, right?
No, there's a good mix. You know, right now I'm 50-50 on Ricky, right. But we'll see what happens.
Well, let's see what Lisa's all about. We're going to call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Lisa?
Yes.
Hi, Lisa. This is JR and Beth from Y100. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Hey, listen, I don't know if you've heard us do this before, but we're doing something called a 715 Second Date Update. And we talked to people about dates they went on. And we'd want to see if you had a couple minutes so we could talk to you about a date you went on.
Okay.
Is that okay if we talk to you for a second on the air?
Sure.
All right, very cool. Thank you for doing that. We wanted to ask you about Ricky. I guess you guys met online. You guys went to Piranha for a night's meal. He said he took you home. He said that things went really, really well from his point of view. And now he's been trying to get a hold of you and has heard absolutely nothing back. What's the deal?
He just wasn't my type. And I didn't want to play games with him. I didn't respond back. I didn't get back in touch with him. I just kept it moving. Sorry.
You don't have to say sorry to me.
You know, you got to say, if he's not your type, I'm going to need to know some more details about why he's not your type. Did he say something? Was it something, you know, was the way he was acting? Was his driving crazy? Like, what was, why?
Yeah, what makes him not your type? Let's put it that way.
So, I remember his profile. It was just his face. He didn't show his body. And he was nice looking from what I saw in, you know, the picture he had on there. But when we actually saw each other face to face, he physically wasn't my type from the rip. Like, he had super white tight pants on. He had this pink neon shirt on, and it was tight.
tight pants, tight shirt, huh?
Everything on him was tight. I didn't like it. His hair was, like, super gelled, super fried. He was like this super made up fake. He looked better than me.
So he just was too much for you, and you were looking for more of a simple man.
Somebody natural, a little bit more masculine and relaxed.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well,
he wasn't ugly.
Whoa.
Hey, Ricky, hold on. Hey, Lisa, I know you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but you're not. I don't think you are, because Ricky had called us to try to figure out why you weren't getting back to him, and we do have him on the phone right now. Ricky, you heard what Lisa had to say. Do you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I heard what Lisa had to say. Wow. It's just amazing how, you know, a guy who's very confident, has a nice fashion sense, is not getting called back for, you know, just doing what a lot of ladies love. Like, I don't, that's a weird one for me. I don't know what to say about this one. I don't know.
Okay, well, first of all, we're going to say hello. We're going to speak, because that was another thing, too. You didn't have any manners. You, like, cut me off every time we talked. You didn't even really speak. It was, like, really no greeting. I'm old school. I'm a Southern Belle. I need you to have some manners. You kind of talked over the waiter. I didn't like that either. So, hello. How you doing today?
Oh, wow.
You know what, Lisa? You know what? And I love this about you, that your spiciness. But at the same time, you need to really understand, number one, if I didn't come off and I didn't say hi, it's because I was recognizing how beautiful you were.
Oh, that's
one. Okay.
Number two,
if
you're talking about me talking with the waiter or whatever, I was just trying to be a little assertive as far as, hey, listen, I have this beautiful date with me. I want to make a good impression. I want to show her that I know how to take control.
But we're not in a relationship. We're not dating. I don't owe you explanation.
I'm just asking for, like, simple courtesy. Like, hey, you know what? You know what's crazy? I probably don't like this or don't like that. Oh, okay, cool. Not a problem.
I didn't lie to you. I just didn't respond back. And that's how I'm going to do it when I'm dating. I'm not wasting somebody's time. I'm not going for the yin-yang, because if I tried to explain myself, you would have cut me off.
Ricky, I get what you're saying.
Yes.
I think you guys are both very strong-headed people, which is fine.
And they both have good points.
And I think you both have good points. Is there a way, would you be willing, Lisa, to go on another date with Ricky so maybe you guys could, you know, work some of these things out? Because it sounds like he likes you.
It's not about being right or wrong. It's about understanding where each other are coming from.
Yes. Best been married 3 weeks, and she has that down.
It's true. I learned a lot in 3 weeks.
But anyway, let me ask you, Lisa, would you be down to go on another date?
I'll go out with him, but he got to chill out.
Okay. Whoa. Let me ask you this, Ricky. Now, think about, before you answer this question, think about what she's asking you to do. She's asking you to change a little bit. She's asking you to kind of switch up your wardrobe, your hairdo, and whatever it is that you do to, you know, make yourself look better. Would you be willing to do all those things to go out with Lisa again?
You know what? With the type of potential that I see and Lisa, I think we can talk. You know,
what?
I think. Listen. I think the compromise can be there because, like I said, I don't know about you guys right now, but, you know, I'm kind of turned on right now.
Oh, man. Slick Rick.
Well, you should be.
All right. Hey, listen. You know what? Let's pause this conversation.
Over the top.
All right, hold on.
Oh my God.
Lisa, Ricky, let's pause this conversation. That way, you guys have a lot to talk about, and the conversation can heat up on your date. All right.
It's a Monday.
So we're gonna put you on hold. We're gonna get all your info, and we're gonna set you guys up. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks for coming on with us. Hang on for me, okay?
Not a problem.
Hear all the second date updates on your free Y100 app.